Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I am a customer of Eagle Moss. I subscribe to the Star Trek Starships collection, and I received an email saying a package was returned and my account was going to be canceled, and I wanted to see about that because I'm kind of confused.
Okay, not a problem. I'd be happy to assist you. Give me just one moment.
Absolutely.
Let me see. I'm going to try to pull you up by your phone number.
Okay. I have my account number, too, if it doesn't work.
Okay. All right. And is this for the Star Trek Starships collection?
Yes. And I'm Gerald Paduano. So
all right. Thank
to
you.
To confirm.
Let me see. I am showing your account is canceled.
Yeah. I just received a package the other day on, I believe, 7th or 8th, so I was a little confused because it said one was returned that was shipped on 5/28, which I assume would be that one, but.
Yeah, let me see. That's likely the case, but let me pull up the account and check out those tracking numbers and see what they state.
All right. And also, not to get ahead of myself, but I moved recently. I changed my address, and I've noticed some of the packages require a signature now, which they never did before. And I want to know if we can change the shipping instructions so it doesn't require a signature.
So that's actually not Eagle Moss. That's the post office, and we're trying to figure out why. Yeah, they.
Okay. Yeah, because it never happened, and it happened with two packages that had one in between that didn't require a signature. So.
Yeah. So it looks like it was actually your 11th shipment, which would have been back in January. It looks like it just showed back up at the post office.
Okay.
Let me see.
I mean, as long as I know it's an ongoing issue with the signature, I can work around it.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, that's not something that we've done. That's something that...
The post office is a mess right now. I can't blame them because they don't have enough employees, but
yeah,
kind of a disaster right now.
Yeah. So it looks like your 11th shipment was right when you changed your address. We had sent that to the warehouse to be fulfilled on the 25th. And then you called in on the 25th of December. You called in the first part of January and had your address updated, but that one had already started processing and was going to be shipped to your previous address on file, which is why it came back to us. I don't know why it's taken 6 months, but
yeah, and the email weirdly said, like I said, the shipment from 5/28, which it wasn't because I received the shipment from 5/28. So
yeah,
if you can just reopen my account and maybe reprocess that one I didn't get.
Yeah, because I'm showing the shipment from 5/28. Was delivered. I'm not showing if that was the...
Yeah, it was. It's just the email. I don't know if the email auto-populates the last shipment, but...
No, it shouldn't have, because I'm showing on here that there is a mail letting you know that your product was returned. Let me see. And we refunded you for the two items in your collection. So I can reship it, but we would have to recharge you for those since we did go ahead and issue you that refund. Okay.
Oh, that's fine. I don't want them for free. I just want them.
Well, sometimes PayPal takes a little while to process the refund, so I just want to let you know we have refunded you for the two items. So let
me see. Yeah. The email did say that too. So.
Okay. So that was going to be for the – it's actually for the Cranum Temporal Warship and the Nebula class. So
yeah, sounds right.
I have to do it as a manual reship, so give me just a moment.
Sure.
Okay. I and the Lombardi Avenue address is a good address for you?
It is. It'll be changing in a month or two, but currently that's where I'm receiving mail, so.
Okay. I just want to be sure, because I do have to make sure that's activated. It just seems like what it's showing happened is that you changed your account once. You changed your account right after we had sent this order to be fulfilled at the warehouse. So when it went to your old address, it came back to us eventually.
Okay. So understand.
Let me just a moment, and I will.
And just make sure my account's opened again.
Yep, I just reactivated it, and I'm going to reship returned parts, so it'll charge you again. But like I said, it did refund you, so I just want to let you know so it's not a surprise when you do see that charge for that reshipment.
Okay,
and
that's fine.
It may not charge you since we did issue the refund. If it's not processed yet, then it may just take it from that refunded amount. But if it, you may see the charge and the refund on your account.
Okay.
But they'll balance each other out. It's going to be the same is what it's showing.
All right. That's fine.
Almost done here, just waiting for, okay.
Sure.
All right, so that refund's been processed for your shipment 11. Your account is reactivated and your special edition items. And then it showed that you had, you had a canceled account from 2020 that looks
like
it was
maybe
a duplicate.
Yeah, I signed up for two accounts by mistake. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll leave that one closed. We'll just reactivate the main account where you've gotten most of your collection.
Yeah, the 001.
Yep. And do you want to reactivate the specials account where the 501?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're all set. I've marked your address as a good address since it had marked it as undeliverable. So I've gotten that changed and updated. You're reactivated and you should be getting that replacement shipment out. Well, not replacement, you know, get your shipment out soon.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else
Sounds
I can help
good.
You with today?
No, that's all I needed. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.